Hello.
Hi, my name is Terrion. I'm calling from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line to finish
your
claim.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Hold on. Y'all gotta get it, baby. I gotta get on the phone. These people finally call me back. Let me go in here. Okay, I'm back. All
right, must speak to Jesse Bivens.
Yes, you speak to.
Right. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. What's my purse? I gotta get my purse. I got my great grand out here.
Okay.
I'm getting away from her now. Okay, now I'm done.
All right.
So happy you called me back.
Yes, ma'am. I can assist you with reopening your claim. Can you provide me with your social security number?
420-920801.
All right. Can you provide me with your date of birth?
4/27/1959.
And your mother's maiden name?
McGee.
All right. Do you think you would have anything else down for her maiden name?
Say what?
So do you think you would have anything else down for her maiden name?
For her, her middle name? I thought you said her last name.
Her maiden name.
Her maiden name is McGee. McGee. McGee.
Okay, looks like we have something else listed now for the for your mother's maiden name. You think you would have used any other name?
Well, her name is Minnie Lee Bivens because she married my dad, and
okay.
That's
right. The name that we have now for Bivens.
Oh no, her maiden name should be McGee.
Okay. Unfortunately, we can't change that, but for future references, you do have Bivens down.
Okay, so just say make name Bivens.
Right. And unfortunately, we can't change that anymore. So with that being the case, just have to keep going forward from there.
Say what? Then why you come in? Come on. I'm listening.
All right. Let's see. One moment.
Uh-huh.
All right. So looks like your claim, your previous claim expired on the 4th of April. So,
but I tried to do it. Okay, go ahead. Keep talking.
All right. Same. We're going to just go through. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Going to try to get through it as quick as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you ever worked under a different name?
No.
Have you ever worked under a different social security number?
No, but I am divorced, so I guess it was. I worked up under Jesse Shipman years ago. I've been divorced ever since 1987. And I'm a widow now. I'm at home with it.
Okay. Verify your gender.
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right. Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, I've never been in the Armed Forces.
All right. All right. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
9th.
Is it 9th?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
All right, can you provide me with the state and the number?
Okay, I gotta run back in the house. I'm trying to run from my grandfather. But yeah, let me run back in the house. It's in Alabama, but I'm trying to remember what it is. Yeah, I used to know the house.
Okay.
I'll be right back. I gotta get my brother and his number. As long as I've been living, you would think I know it by heart.
It's perfectly fine.
My granddaughter, Chama, you should know it as long as you've been living. Where's my magnifying glass? It's 617-5951.
Okay, in the state?
Alabama.
I guess though, man, I didn't even want to go.
Huh? What was the state?
Say what?
It was a state.
You said Alabama?
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. Direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 days to be delivered to you after you are approved. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Well, I was getting a direct deposit, but do you have that information? Is that still on file?
It is on file, but that particular information isn't made available for us, just for your protection as well as ours.
Okay, so what should I do? Just give you that information or just let you send me a card?
If you want to use the direct deposit, you have to give me the routing and account number.
Oh, okay, the routing and the account number, my account number is 40. When I call in to check it, all I use is 486798, and that's my routing. And my account number is. Hold on, just a minute.
Okay, take your time.
Granddaughter, you need this off for me? Jesse! Jesse! I need you to do something real quick. Could you read this off for me? The route minutes, not normal. You said I gotta have all that out over here, but they ain't got it.
You can't see? The route number is 261.
261.
272.
272.
046.
046.
That's your routing number?
Yes.
What's the name of the bank that you're using?
Five Star.
You said Fire Star?
Five Star Credit Union.
Oh, okay.
Which
is 13. Let me repeat this to you. Make sure I do have it absolutely correct. For the routing number, I have 261-272-046.
That's correct.
All right, and for the bank account number, I have 486-798.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
It's 486-798?
Yep, 486-798.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
486-798.
Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh.
All right. Can you provide me with your mailing address?
707 South Lena Street. 707 South Lena Street.
Dothan, Alabama.
Dothan, Alabama. 36301.
All right. Is your residential address the same as your mailing address?
My mailing address is P.O. Box 334, Dothan, Alabama, 36302. But my physical address is 707 South Lena Street.
Okay. So you want me to put your P.O. Box down as your mailing address?
Yes, please.
Okay. Give me one moment. All right, and what did you say was that P.O. Box?
P.O. Box 334, Dothan, Alabama, 36302.
All right, verify your telephone number.
334-350-1171.
All right. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
All right. And you have the option to place an email address on this claim. Would you like to?
Yes. No, that's okay. I don't want no email address.
Okay. I'm going to verify the information that we have now. Just make sure you have everything correct, okay?
Okay.
All right. For the telephone number, I have 334-350-1171.
Uh-huh.
All right. For the residential address, I have 707 South Lena Street, Dothan, Alabama, 36301.
Yes.
For the mailing box, I have P.O. Box 334, Dothan, Alabama, 36302.
Correct.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
All right. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Bachelor's Mechanical Contractors, LG Investments, Miramax Properties, New Horizon Fitness Control, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All right. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Hoover, Enterprise, Phoenix City, Huntsville, none of the above.
Enterprise.
All right. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? An 84 Dodge Rampage, 89 Plymouth Reliant, 90 Volvo 740 Series, 91 Mercury Capri, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
None of those vehicles.
Okay. All right. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 12255 Venus Drive South, 2705 11th Avenue, 413 South College Street.
413 South College Street.
Okay. And according to your driver license, approximately how tall are you? 5 feet even, 5'4", 5'9", 6 feet, or my height is not reported in any of these values?
5'4".
All right. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions, okay?
Yes.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
PRA certification.
TRA.
What's a PRA certification? Oh, you mean for the unemployment?
It's basically trade adjustment. If you don't know about it, then you probably don't have it.
No.
All right. Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons that are related to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
All right. Can you give me the very last day that you went to work?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Let me think. It was in, I want to say, January or February of 2020.
Okay. I need you to give me a specific date. It can be an estimate of around when you think it was.
I'm not sure. I got 27 grand. Lord help me, Jesus. It was, I think it was either January or February of 2020.
Okay.
2019. I think it was 2019. God, I'm going to have to look at my paperwork. Let me see. I have to go look for it in the house.
Okay, you can give me an estimate of what day you think it was.
I think it was January. Right when COVID came in, I think COVID was 2020, I believe. It was in January or February, I believe, of 2020, because I know I had COVID in April, in March.
Okay, I need you to give me a specific day, though. Tell me what day to put down for you.
January of 2020.
Okay, you gave me the month and the year. I need the day.
January 26.
Okay.
January 26th of 2020.
All right. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
All right. Do you work for yourself, own the business, or a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, can you tell me exactly what it was?
I work for the corporate cleaning and yard work.
The question was, do you work for yourself, own the business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
Yes. No. I'm sorry. No. I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. No.
You're fine. All right. Are you currently working solely on the commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Yes or no?
I don't have a... No.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Yes or no?
No. No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
All right. And if not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
All right. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
All right. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
All right. What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Not.
You said 9?
Yes.
All right. Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Well, I accept it, yes.
No. Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
All right. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, no.
All right. What was your job title?
Job title was helper. Just did a lot of cleaning and it was a helper. I was a helper.
Oh, okay. You was
environmental
custodian?
Service. Yeah, custodian or environmental service, whatever you want to say. Custodian, yes.
All right, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, any occupation right now. I ain't working for him.
We'll just go ahead and say yes then.
Yes.
All right. So what's the name of the job that you were working for before?
In the housekeeping or either custodian.
So what's the name of the job that you were working for?
It was, Lord, it was a long time. I didn't forget their name because they was somebody else had bought them out. I forgot their name. I really have forgot their name.
Is it the same company that you filed against when you first?
Yes. Yes, okay. It's the same company. It's the same one.
Give me one moment. Let me see if I can find this for you. Okay, it's showing that you were put down as self-employed, so it's not showing that you were working for a company.
Right, it was it should have been. It was self-employed, but I'm still working for somebody else.
Okay, so what was the name of the company?
I'm looking for that paperwork right now. Self-employed. Let me see my number. I think I had to put it down as self-employed. It was self-employed. Self-employed.
Okay,
God,
that what you want to use now, or do you have that information?
No, I don't have the information. That's why I'm going through stuff, but it's self-employed. What did I do with that paperwork? I had all of this stuff ready. Self-employed. My papers. I just had them. Did that baby get them? Self-employed. Did your daughter get my paperwork? I had none out here. I have some paper laying here. What happened to him? I wait on the phone to call me by Indian. You can hear that baby got it. Oh, my God. You don't see it. I don't. I'm sorry, sir. I can't find it. I had it all wrote down on my paperwork because I was waiting on you to call me back. I even had my old paperwork. Okay. I thought. No, I'm trying to see. I found my paperwork. Okay, I found my paperwork. It said PUA eligibility, and then it got a code number, and then it got a claim number, and then it got a date, the 15th, 2020. I knew I had it. Its effective date is the 10th, 4th, 2020. 10th, 4th, 2020. And Do you want the ID number and the each ID number? Hey, baby, you want the ID number or the, excuse me?
Yes, ma'am.
You want the ID number?
I just need the name.
Oh, the name is, section of. It don't have, it say, okay. Say self-employment. Self-employment certification benefit, we in it. But it ain't got the name on it.
Okay.
It don't have the, it do not have the name on it.
If that's the case, I'll just use your name.
Thank you.
Okay. Will it use all will it use all of your information as well? Your address, your telephone number?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment. All right, you said the last day you worked was January 26, 2020. When was the first day you started working?
It say on the way they did this, eligibility date was the 10th, 4th, 2020, the day I started working, until the 5th, 10th, 2020. Ending program with client, yes, that around about the same, yeah. It was either 9th or the 10th, but it said on the paper 5th, 10th. I thought it was the 9th, but it's the 10th.
Okay, you told me that that the last day that you worked was on the 26th of 2020. Did you mean 2021?
2021.
Okay, so the first day that you worked would have been, you said October? The 10th, 2020?
But see, I found my paperwork. That's
okay.
Why I tell you I found my paperwork said effective date was the 10th, 4th, 2020. And then it say claim date was the 5th, 10th, 2020. Now, I've been trying to keep my unemployment paper together. That's basically how I remember it.
No, it's not your unemployment. It's when you started working, your employment start date.
Oh, my employment start date was it. When I started working in, what year is it?
I need to put a date down for you. I need a full date. Month, year, and day.
Okay. January 26, 2019.
So a full year from January 26, 2019 to January 26, 2020?
2020, yes.
Okay, so that's 1 year that you worked to the day.
No, right. I worked more.
So you need to tell me when the first day that you started working. If you work more than 1 year, then it need to be more than a year. Because right now...
18, January the 26th, 2018.
So you worked for 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. So your start date was January 26th, 2018. And then the last day that you worked is January 26th, 2020.
Right.
Okay. Give me one moment. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay anytime after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
All right. And what's the reason you're no longer working?
Pandemic.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes. Gotta be, yes.
Okay. Do you remember what your four-digit PIN is, or do you need me to reset it for you?
You can reset it.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
1959. I'm going to use my year. 1959.
Now, I can't set it to a certain value. I have to reset it. Give me one moment.
Yeah, because I don't know how to do.
All right, give me. One moment. I have to go back through and re-enter some information.
My grandbaby finally sleep, thank God. Jermaine, she's too young to be singing at it. She's too young to be singing at.
All right. Are you ready for your four-digit
yes.
PIN?
Yes.
All right. It's going to be 0159.
0159. I thought it said 1959.
All right. Your PIN, your four-digit PIN is 0159.
0159, my PIN. Okay.
All right.
That's right. I got it.
All right. I'm going to read to you the disclosures, and then we'll be done, okay?
Okay.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file or complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continuing eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, but you said that number 1-800-752. What were the last four digits?
7389.
7389. Yeah, that was it.
All right. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, can you hold just for 1 minute?
Ma'am?
Hold on.
Is there a way that you can put me on the callback list?
What exactly do you mean callback list?
I've been trying to get through unemployment because I have an account review on my account, and I have called that number that you call at the 5, I literally call 50 times a day, and I cannot get through, and I have even emailed them because I've been, like, chatting on unemployment website. Yeah, and I just need a call back.
No, I definitely understand that. Now, that is a different line, so I wouldn't be able to put you on the callback list for that line. You have to keep on trying. It is a very difficult line to get in touch with. They can only accept 600 applicants per day, and it's thousands and thousands of people trying to call that line every single day, so it is difficult to get in touch with them. But that is the line. You just have to keep on trying.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, you're more than welcome. I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Bye.